Ready? Oh my God, Loki! Fuck! I wait. Can't drop F-bombs in the first 30 seconds.
Are those the rules?
Yeah, something like that. That. But he messed shit up.
Yeah. Welcome to Marvel Multiverse Mondays here on Genreverse. And don't forget our sponsor, Grow Generation. Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. So I always mess up their name. I always
That's
like, is it
okay.
Regrow? Is it
No.
Cerebro? So
Cerebro.
we're just gonna, I'm just gonna say it right now. Spoilers instantly. There's no reason to do this show with a spoiler-free section. So what'd you think of Loki?
I really, really enjoyed it. I think I my favorite part is don't worry about the Avengers. They did what was supposed to happen. And I was like, it was like Doc Strange. He was like, that one, man, that one. And sure enough, it was that one. There's a lot of fun with it. You know, they talk about multiverse. This might play with the multiverse a bit more than I thought. I thought this was really going to be time oriented, which I still think is possible, but they show how fracturing time
And
can
how they fix it.
fracture the multiverse versus to where they're all on their own timelines instead of a bunch of multiverses that are at similar points in time, just a little different here and
Yeah.
there. But what's interesting is that they are combining the idea of, well, we don't know what they're combining. See, when we think multiverse in comics, we think Spider-Man existing, you know, in eight different ways,
Well, like Earth 616.
three of
And then
which
there was the
are Peter
Ultimate Universe.
Parker, and then
There's a million
there's
other. Yeah.
others. Yeah, right. And
All the what ifs, all created by what ifs, is the origin of
That's
multiverses.
our idea, but here they almost make it seem like each universe is its own thing. Like, it might not have an Avengers. There might not be a Tony Stark in that universe at all, because of the way they explained time here. So I'm really, really interested. I l love the aesthetic. The Fallout slash BioShock 50s
Right.
chic t type stuff. I really, really enjoy. Yeah, man, a solid start. Solid start.
And it like it I mean it blows the Marvel universe like not literally up, but like expands the universe in its first episode in a way that we expected WandaVision would do in its entire run and didn't. And then we didn't expect from
Well,
Falcon and the Winter
how's
Soldier,
that?
because that's, well, I mean, I'll stop about now, then we'll talk about stuff as we go along. Just like the idea that there are just all these Infinity Stones just
Oh,
sitting in an
yeah, that
office,
part, yeah.
like we use them as paperweights. And then I saw a funny compilation today of all the deaths that happened because of the Infinity Stones. And then it just cuts to just a drawer full of like even repeats of each other. And
Yeah.
they talk about obviously the multiverse war, which it's interesting, rather than just entering a world where like there are multiverses, like you know, like in the comics, like, oh, there's always been a multiverse. Like Spider-Verse never explains why it broke off. It's just, yes, there is, and these characters are being brought
Right.
together. This is like, oh, there hasn't been a multiverse for like
No,
millions and millions of years.
there still is, but in they were all on their own timelines. Now it's a multiverse all on one timeline.
I saw it differently, as if like there were no alternate versions of people, except for the variants happen, they
That's
break
what I'm
off,
saying.
and then they destroy it.
They are literally saying two different things at the same time as opposed to what we see in normal multiverse and timelines. When we think of a multiverse, we are thinking, like I said, multiple Peter Parkers and or some of them are in alternate futures where Parker died early and someone else got bit by this spider on the field trip because Parker was out sick that day, whatever. Here it seems to be time is setting things off more. And yet they're still wanting to potentially have this multiverse that they've already established where you have like the dark dimension, you have here where Earth,
yeah,
Earth
I get
is
that.
you so they're trying to have a multiversal timeline, multiversal. They want like six dimensions and cake and eating it too. It's weird. Okay, there's a lot to be answered. I've got it mostly, but that to me is weird because we know for a fact that a multiverse of different beings exists, and then they're telling us that this sacred timeline was a bunch of universes on their own timelines were brought together, and anytime humans separate. So what does that mean for the multiverse of madness? Is Loki leading to that by shattering stuff, or is it the multiverses that the Ancient One talks about drawing power from, like the dark dimension?
Well,
see what
that's
I'm saying?
Where
it's
I
confusing.
Think the difference is, I think they're using dimension as a different term than multiverse, because the little video with Miss Minutes clearly shows that after the multiverse wars,
right,
there's one universe right now.
Timeline.
Traveling. Yeah,
they say timeline.
They say there are no there's only one universe at this point, but there are dimensions within it, obviously. The quantum realm, dark dimension, like the different realms from Thor. So they're all different dimensions running on the same timeline, like universe. And then they're showing that, like, there's two times we see the little screen that Owen Wilson looks at, and that's where we're seeing every time they arrive after spoilers, like I said, a version of Loki, like the line gets closer and closer to a red line that's at the very top of the little gauge. And I think once it hits that is when the shit gets real.
Yeah.
That was my interpretation of it. And then
go
I
ahead,
watched like two videos afterwards.
Keep going on the keep talking.
Because, you know, they represent it also obviously the same way this the Ancient One did, which you were referencing, where, and even Cap references it, a line where he's like, I gotta go back and clip the, you know,
timelines.
Literally like clip the timelines. Yeah, clip the limbs off of this so that we're back on the sacred timeline. I guess you're right. They call it the sacred timeline, not the sacred universe.
That's what I'm saying. They are literally trying. I'm bringing it up now. If I turn on screen share, Disney Plus automatically blocks it.
Okay.
But what they're talking about with Miss Minutes, she talks about countless unique timelines battled each other for supremacy. That's her first phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly resulting in everything being destroyed. Then the timekeepers emerge, and they converge the multiverse into a single timeline, the sacred timeline, like I said. So here, again, from what they said, the multiverse isn't a bunch of Earths. That is, it seems, from what I get, there's only one Earth. And anytime that Earth has variants, that's a timeline split, not a universe split. So that could potentially, unless it's just bad writing, that potentially changes everything about where mutants come from, where the Fantastic Four have been, are, will be. Legitimately, if our alternate universes don't have an Earth, that's weird. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm still down with the show. I'm just now I'm starting to wonder, are they contradicting themselves or am I too brain dead?
I think with the splitting of the timeline will cause multiple Earths and stuff to exist. Because, like, for example, at one point, the bad guy, who's a Loki variant, a lot of people are assuming Lady Loki. I don't really. Could be. That'd be a fun way to do it.
I think they'll phase in and out of whatever
they need
to be.
Will be doing shit.
Yeah.
Because
that bad variant.
She goes back, for example, at one point to Oklahoma, I think, in the 1850s or whatever. So if she does something there and that timeline isn't reset, in quotation marks, then that causes a different timeline with a different Earth. An Earth where maybe the Avengers don't exist because events have gone differently since 1850.
Right, exactly.
Like, Tony Stark's just an asshole in that universe, or something, you know.
In which case, messing with
that
the
would create multiple Earths, I think.
Right.
Each timeline would create multiple
timelines. And we know that there is a device that does exist. A time-space GPS is invented, and it was meant to be invented. So that's what I'm saying. It changes how we've been thinking we get mutants. Because everyone's like, I think everyone's against the idea of them existing on Earth, even though I've got a really, really bad feeling that they're already here. I'm not saying anything. If anyone is in the Lynx audience knows about the leaks from Eternals, I've heard people question whether or not that's one of those leaks, so don't say it. Anyways, if it's timeline stuff, time is easier to travel than dimensions, apparently. I mean, look what Dormammu has to do to come over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to pull energy, but it's another to bring, you know, beings into it. So, but
he
time
can only
travel,
come in once. Of course, all the sanctorums are
right. If something's blocking you, if this dimension doesn't want you
saving
in.
Our dimension,
yeah, asshole.
The
but time travel, Tony Stark figures it out, and it's like that guy said. Seems like someone invented a time machine, came back, tried to dig up oil, and so it's like, okay, we get it. Eventually, because of Stark's technology, it's got to get out. Somebody else has got to figure it out too, right? And in 2099, you've got people fucking around. And that explains Kang the Conqueror. And I really am excited about this show, but there is that bit of house cleaning that they might need to do some splaining.
And, yeah, I have. And that would make sense. I feel like this kind of helps get rid of time travel for most of the adventures. You know, it's like once you have time travel, it's like, why not go save so-and-so or grab a new so-and-so, like when we really need them. I think the idea that TVA is watching and they allowed the Avengers to do it once. Mm-hmm. I think someone like Cap would probably smash the devices, you know,
just
afterwards.
Sucks that this is coming out, you know, years after Umbrella Academy already did Timekeepers, you know.
Well, so does it's basic. That's what basically what Legends of Tomorrow is.
I haven't watched that, so I don't get
it. It's D-list, B-list, C-list, the D-list.
I know what
super.
I know what it is. Who's on it and stuff, but I don't like watch it. Like, I keep tabs for the site. Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
I got into it with the Constantine season because obviously they're the same thing. They're traveling in a ship to fix time variances. And I started watching the Constantine season because suddenly they became supernatural, which is why they explain Constantine coming on. And they're like, all these supernatural time variances. But that's a whole different multiverse DC land.
Yeah.
So let's kind of go through it a little bit. We don't need to talk about everything. I took notes while watching the different videos afterwards. I don't take notes for it. And I apologize. I only had time to watch it once now that we're recording. The same day that it airs. Normally I watch it and I let stew for a day and I watch it again.
You know, I was thinking here with this show seems like it's going to offer us almost too much too much of a mystery to try to solve each episode. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot going on here, and we've been hearing from reporters talking to cast and crew that this potentially has bigger ramifications than anything we've seen of the other two shows. So,
we can already tell that, I think, from the first episode. So obviously we open with Endgame, a few extra shots added in, different angles. As we all know, Loki escapes there. So, you know, as we talked about in the other podcast, this is 2012 Loki, who hasn't learned a damn thing yet. Gets caught in Mongolia by, they called them the Minutemen, which I think is kind of clever.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not from the United States, Minutemen being the name of the revolutionaries during the Revolutionary War.
Also the name of one of our nuclear missiles.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Watchmen, which I didn't even think of at first. For the original superheroes in that different universe. He uses it. He flies out of the sky, Iron Man's one style, which can't be a coincidence, and lands in the sand. In Mongolia, no one speaks, listens to what he's talking about. He gets up on a rock like normal and is like, first of all, the episode's called Glorious Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's the classic Loki phrase from Avengers, where he's like, it's my glorious purpose, you know, take over. And then the TVA shows up. Hunter B-15 is the name of that one character that we'll be seeing a lot of. I didn't catch the names the first time I watched it, but then I looked them up. Names can be hard, especially Marvel names. She's there to stop Loki. Loki gives a speech like, I'm a god! And then she slows him down while punching him, mm-hmm. while hitting him with the object. And she's like, you're going 116 the speed, but you're feeling the pain the whole time.
Yep.
And she uses that chance to slap him with almost a Deadpool type or other mutant movies collar that keeps him from doing his Loki trips. Though we also learn that magic doesn't work within the TVA.
Yeah.
Which is where she takes him. When they first show up, they give, you know, the Tesseract to Casey. He's like a little attendant there, and he doesn't know what the hell a Tesseract is. Later, he doesn't know what the hell a fish is. There's a Skrull there.
Yes.
Skrull's actually dressed in the same outfit as one of the Skrulls from Captain Marvel, meaning he may have taken the cube at some point and broke his timeline.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, because he's in the jumpsuit just like one of the, you know, Skrulls in Captain Marvel's world.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously time works differently, so it's very possible we see him the same time as Loki, and he didn't do it in 2000. That's the one thing these shows are really weird about, is it's like they're stopping it, like this and Legends, they're stopping it when stuff happens, but if it happens, it's always happened, which is why they explain TVA time works differently in the comics. It's like in a Nola universe where mm-hmm. they're timeless.
Yep.
So, fun to see a Skrull, just to remind us. It's like Captain Marvel, and here it's not even important, like in WandaVision, where it leads to anything necessarily. Just a scroll and a shot, because we integrate everything.
Hanging out, because, you know, it exists.
Probably gets vaporized. And then so is this actually said in the episode, or was one of the people I was watching videos from just making up a name for the character? The character, the other one who's there, who won't take a ticket, the guy who made the video says he's the son of a board member of Goldman Sachs. I don't know if that's a joke in the guy's video, or if that's the character supposed to be.
I'm not sure.
That'd be a fun time variance, like screw up the timeline in a way where it goes differently, and then they're like, hey. Oh, what we didn't mention in the beginning is when they take Loki, they reset the timeline.
Yep.
Which actually means destroying it.
Yes.
Just erasing it.
Clipping the branch the way Cap does, but that makes me wonder, like, does Cap returning the stones to the moment they're taken actually stop it? Or did the TVA, do they still have to go in after he drops it off and they're like, hey, we're just letting him think he did the right thing. Boom.
I hope not. I assume since he was able to return every other stones, like in simultaneously, like, you know, it just feels like an instant for anyone who was left, that TVA had to fix the broken part, which was Loki, because Captain, we've kind of discussed this before, Captain America had no way of like, would have been a whole different movie if he also had to chase Loki and get the Tesseract back twice in two different positions. But the TVA, whoever, and the guy who wrote this just takes care of it right there. If there's ever someone who is a variant who breaks the timeline or a new timeline that's not the sacred timeline, just gets erased.
Yep.
And they even said it, creating a new timeline could be as much as missing your alarm on a day you're not supposed to miss your alarm because it's a sacred timeline.
And you
it's all been
know.
Decided.
Yep. Like,
you're not necessarily Loki to do it. You're someone who just screwed up in a little way you weren't supposed to that day. Mm-hmm. And then you end up getting erased along with your entire new arm of the timeline.
Hey,
every living being.
At least you never knew. I mean, the existential.
Yeah, no one else would know.
crisis you're going to face as you realize that you are going to be blinked out of existence is pretty terrifying, but you know what?
Yeah, whatever. The rest of the universe don't know. Just that guy who goes to trial instantly is removed from existence. Of course, you know, he gets processed in a way that actually reminds me a lot of Thor Ragnarok, when Thor is getting processed. He gets he has one machine that takes off his clothes with him, which is this is Asgardian leather.
I think they did that on purpose as a throw to Thor.
Oh, definitely. And then even to the cartoon bits, like that's how they introduced the Grandmaster. But I just read an article today where they 100% confirmed. They're like, of course, Miss Minutes is based on Mr. DNA. Like, that was ever, like, we weren't ever going to say it wasn't. That's timeless reference. One of the things I found really interesting and might have ramifications in the MCU, just kind of a little hint, is the idea of people not knowing they're robots.
Mm-hmm.
For the thing that'll eradicate you if you're a robot, and even Loki's unsure for a moment. Like, I mean, that's something. And obviously, in the series, some of the series are no longer MCU, and in the comics, there are like robot versions of almost every character that S.H.I.E.L.D. just has in case they need to use an Iron Man and Tony Stark's off planet or something. And Tony Stark actually makes a joke about exactly what those are called. I can't think of the name.
What, the
in Avengers, where he's like, tell Coulson that this is my
life robot. Model decoy.
LMDs. Yeah, I'm all just a life model decoy. Tony Stark isn't here. So I really like that. Did a version of Ultron that was made to look human and didn't know he was a robot pass through or at some point, or a Vision version of Vision, or
lots
of
like
possibilities
that
could reference.
The Vision was the first thing that came to my mind.
Some Vision got erased thinking he was human and being a time variant.
Mm-hmm.
So the processing stuff is kind of fun. You see a lot of scenes in the trailer, including him having to sign stuff.
They gave away almost the whole first episode in clips this week.
Yeah, I only watched one of the clips, but obviously the trailer is mostly about the TVA. We have, and in this episode, we see very little outside of the TVA.
Mm.
Though we do see more, Mephisto. No, just kidding. Not going to bring him up, though there are several devilish things in the episode. We just won't talk about it. Even if it's a possibility, I'm not talking about it. One thing I definitely thought is, you know, they're not aware of what all the earth animals even are based on, they say his name was Casey, who doesn't know what a fish is.
Yeah.
So I just assumed the guy with the cat mug and the cat was a Flurgan, which maybe if they don't know all the human animals is, he's like, well, a Flurgan's good protection if someone gets out of line.
Yeah, it could be.
Or when someone needs to swallow a bunch of Infinity Stones or something.
It definitely did not react very, very well to him.
That's true, which reminds me of the way it would react to some of the other creatures.
Yeah.
Not the way a Skrull reacts to a Flurgan, though. I like how Skrulls are terrified of them. I maybe think of Captain Marvel, was like, why is that in here? Don't you know what that is? Then, of course, we get the cute Miss Minutes video. We learn about Sacred Timeline. They talk about a Nexus event, which, of course, relates back directly to WandaVision. She's a Nexus being. She exists the same across all multiverses, timelines, whatever you want to call it. Loki is not. He's just a variant, like in the comics. Like, I saw that two of the main comics it seems to be based off of are Vote for Loki and Loki of Asgard, where one of those is him chasing down other people some of them are variants of himself, and each time he kills one of them or takes it out, like one of his crimes is forgiven by Asgard or something. And that comic has like Loki, old Loki, Lady Loki, kid Loki, and when he's like, and this is after Loki's come back from the dead, and he's even young Loki, but there's like a younger Loki.
Yeah.
And there's like original Loki. The Nexus, they talk about a Nexus event is what will happen if too many timelines happen and another war of timelines or multiverses happens.
And that's not like a war with people actually fighting each other. It's like space-time fighting for space-time, existence. Yeah, yeah.
They show it in the cool cartoon, like part Schoolhouse Rock, part like 70s Spider-Man or something.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yeah. And then it was. Did you notice, if you look back at the battle that there's a variant in, it half of the people fighting are blue, so they're talking about maybe that's a Kree war that got erased in the past, and it looks very much like they're fighting. The ships floating in the background are like the same big ships that we saw collapsed on Titan.
What scene?
It was just one of the shots. Where it's just one of the animated shots.
Oh, I didn't.
It showed a variant.
Yeah, I didn't.
And like they had a bunch of blue people fighting a bunch of people in armor, and the planet had the same ships that were not ships, but structures that were on Titan, which probably, like they show in the video, happened in a timeline that
There's
doesn't exist
so,
anymore.
So much going on. Yeah, watching it for just once, you know, is makes it hard to catch everything.
That's why I got a little help from anyone who had a video out yet. Some of them don't. Some of them don't do it. They must not have streamers like two of the people on our site that got the first two episodes earlier. So he's learning all that. Mobius is over at France, 1959. Mobius, M. Mobius, I believe, played by Owen Wilson.
Yep.
He's pretty powerful in the comic, but here he looks like he's another worker slash maybe head of a team of Minutemen. Hunting.
Oh.
And what turns, they learn at the end it's Loki, but my big Mephisto moment, that why I thought Mephisto existed, was already explained. And one of the things that kept me going during WandaVision was, the stained glass window we saw, where it's a devil, and it's like, of course that's going to be Mephisto later.
I don't know why that was your linchpin, but okay.
I don't know. That's why every time it didn't happen in WandaVision, I'm like, come on, Loki's gonna reference it. So it is just a picture of the Christian devil.
There was all of the actual source material being used in WandaVision that shows pandemonium and
I kept
Mephisto
holding
stuff,
on to it.
But
even later on,
a devil picture. Okay.
But and the girl, there's a girl there, and they ask like, who was here? What, like, who did this? She points to it, obviously because like Lucifer is kind of like, they're both kind of gods of mischief or angels of mischief or whatever.
I think
like
it's
Loki's
just
kind
because
of a,
some.
But the horns.
No, I think it's because somebody came in and committed a bunch of vile murder. Not necessarily that he would. Why would the Loki variant be wearing their horn helmet to slaughter people in a church?
That's what Loki likes to wear when he slaughtered everyone in.
Half the time he does stuff, he's not wearing his armor. The only time The only time he puts his horns on is when he's talking. That's it. The rest of the time he's not. I could you imagine fighting in that?
No, but he doesn't really have to do much fighting, or she, whatever Loki variant it is. I still think that's the main connection is the horns.
We'll see.
She has the bubble gum, so they're like, shit. So they wipe her timeline, also destroying that version of that little girl.
Yep.
Those little devices, like little bombs or something, that we never get to see go off, but we know what they do.
We see what it looks like. You see
to happen. That's very similar to the
people getting
people dissolved.
Reset. You know what? We need to talk about resetting. We need to talk about resetting our brains for this word from our sponsor. Yeah, that's what we need to do.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. Grow Generation is your one-stop shop for hydroponic grow supplies, product systems, and more. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
Yeah, do that and continue on, Nick.
So then we get to court. Loki Loveson, I think is that his name, or Loveson or something.
Laufeyson. Just like Odinson. Odinson. Yeah. It's Laufey's son. Odin's son. Yeah.
I also mentioned when they're in France that there have been 6 attacks so far by the same variant.
Mm-hmm.
Which we later, again, later we learn is going to be some version of Loki as the
was
show.
Was anyone surprised?
Yeah. And that is why, when this Loki's brought in, Mobius, even though Loki's found guilty and even admits that he's guilty, again, we see the scene, he can't use his magic. He's almost like Tony Stark trying to bring the gloves, or like Thor trying to get the hammer earlier. He's like, he just can't conjure his knives. We're like, magic doesn't work here, idiot. Which later he questions when he sees the city. He's like, I thought you said magic didn't work. And Mobius is like, that's not magic.
Yeah.
But obviously Loki's guilty. And then of course the judge is Ravana Rainslayer, mm-hmm. something like that. Who's an important character in the comics. I read an article which I think it was either the writer or her saying that this is almost an origin show for her. Mm. Because eventually obviously we talk about the comics all the time and the things that happen in the comics don't necessarily happen. How we got on the whole Mephisto thing and like different theories. We're always theorizing. What?
Still not done.
We'll see. But she, you know, can be an important character. She's been in love with Kang, who I still think might show up in the show. Might even be behind some of this shit.
Might even be the statue behind her.
Yeah, there's a statue behind her that looks like it could be. People are saying it definitely is, and I'm like, no.
I don't know.
It could even be the guy he designed his look after. It's like a helmet they all wear.
Something. Could be something like that. That, like, he was a head timekeeper, you know, sub-timekeeper judge person, and that's what they all wore, and until now they've changed it up because of something he did. Yeah. Lots of possibilities.
So then we kind of get to Loki seeing his video from Mobius.
And this is the best part, man. And
You
know, emotional. This pretty much just wraps up the whole episode, because all it is Mobius trying to get Loki to admit to himself what he already knows. And he just needs Loki. Basically, what Mobius does to Loki is get him from 2012 Avengers to 2018 Infinity War.
Which the show has an episode to do. It in. So Mobius does it in like 20 minutes.
He does it. Time works differently.
That's true.
But he does it. And that was something you and I talked about last week, was like, is this going to be a journey of us getting back to that Loki? And I said I almost didn't want that, and I didn't get that. Instead, they're like, no, the Loki that you guys want is still there. However, you know, because we get to watch, he sees his biggest L's, you know, his big losses. He sees his mom dying, learning that it's his responsibility. He sees his own death. And this is...
He sees him being good with Thor.
Yep,
sees
him
cries over that.
Good with Thor. And this is all while we get some fun play with the hunter, whatever the fuck.
B-15. Yeah. Main character. She'll get her own poster in a week or two. No, she already does, actually, probably.
He has fun with her with the rewind button that he lifts off of, you know, Mobius and stuff like that. But it really is just Loki coming to terms with himself. But by the time we reach the end of the episode, that's what it is. We are now back at a Loki that has the internal understanding of 2018. However, he still has the cockiness and the abilities and the smugness of 2012. So while he might be more self-aware, this is still a different Loki than what we had
before. The hard way.
Yeah, he hasn't learned the hard way.
And he probably figures he can change those things from happening.
He might. Well, no, because I think at the end, that's what really gets him. He realizes the futility of it all. When he realizes the stones is what does it. When he sees that they're being used as
paper. I mean,
paperweights. Paperweight. He realizes how insignificant he. Because his whole thing is, I'm a god. I'm a god. Dude, you're only a god to lesser beings. I mean, to my dog, I'm God. You know.
Or even like, so when he was watching the video, he gets to see Thanos kill him. Probably yep. just days after Thanos gave him the staff to like. To go to Earth.
yes. So he goes through all of that, and Mobius. I love it when Mobius comes back in. Sorry for kicking the camera, ladies and gentlemen. But I love it when he comes back in, and he's just like, you know, what is it that why are you? And Loki just breaks it down. He's like, because I have to be. Nobody else will. And he's like, there you go, you've got it, you finally fucking get it. That's what I need, and now we can work together because really, you understand it.
Yeah, it's really interesting what he says about the other part where he's like, no, I mean, you exist like to hurt people. He says this earlier, and to edge other people on, they're looking at the Avengers screen.
Yeah,
it's like Loki was needed to get the Avengers. He even brings it up. He's like, they only formed because you killed Coulson.
Yeah.
And they were avenging his death.
Yep. And I like that type of character growth this is the first show to actually give a single episode opening that feels like a good, I'm okay with this one. Like, I don't feel like I needed more. Like at the end of episode one of Wanda and episode two, who they really should have given us all three of the first episodes. Falcon and Winter Soldier, they should have, I think, given us three episodes as well. Did they give us two? No, they just gave us one. They should have given us two. This is what I meant. Two,
yeah,
for certain.
That way you get both. You get your first Falcon and your first Bucky episode.
Exactly. This fits with just one episode, so.
And I like
I don't know. What were you gonna say?
I don't know. Something with Mobius.
That's pretty much the
yeah.
the episode, man. I mean the whole.
Oh, I remember. I have an interesting question for you.
What's that?
Looking way ahead.
Oh God.
if everything goes according to plan, and Loki does his job right. And the sacred timeline's normal. What reward are they willing to give him, or is he
a job? What the hell? Oh, you have an air freshener.
Yeah, it's an air freshener.
Your thing just like hissed and smoked us. Like,
yeah.
The hell.
Like, set him back on the timeline later on?
No, I think they give him a job. They're like, look, you can exist as one of the clowns, or you can be reset now. I honestly don't know what Loki will choose to do. It's a very interesting question, but I think he's going to be offered a job. That's what I think is going to happen. What
and
do you
then
think?
Again, my other hypothetical on that was like, if everything goes right, I don't think he's going to fix everything by the end, which will lead us into Doctor Strange and Spider-Man a little bit. In that case, he could exist in a different timeline because there will be multiple timelines perhaps in those movies. But if it goes right, that's what I'm saying. If everything goes right, there is nowhere for him to go except to stay at the TVA or to be like, okay, Loki, now that you've changed, we'll put you back in your timeline after everything's happened. Like, look, Thor, he's back alive in 2025 or whatever year we're at by then.
That would be bad. Please don't do that. I don't want to see that. No.
No, they'd probably retire. They would probably have him working at the TVA or get killed.
Yeah.
That way, because, I mean, Tom Hiddleston doesn't want to play Loki forever.
Cool. Yeah, but the cool thing with this is one of those things that they could do a second season of because time works differently there, you know?
You could set it any time, too. It could be before whatever happens in Quantumania
Kang. Legitimately.
I still think Kang will be a main Avengers villain.
You could have,
Ant-Man.
Enough stuff to do and enough Marvel B and C character and storylines to play with to use as variant timelines You could easily do two or three seasons of Loki, you know, over the next 3 years and get away with it. So,
that'd be great too. I mean, we don't know
we'll see if it'll be great, but yeah.
So yeah, I agree with you so far. First great episode.
Yep.
Don't know if I think it's better necessarily than Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but certainly going in more interesting. I mean, like, I love my Captain America corner, but I also love when we get into the wackiness of Marvel. This is a new level of wackiness.
I like the D.B. Cooper thing. Oh, like, yeah. That was great.
And
like,
that was a bet from Thor.
D.B. Cooper. And it was a bet from Thor. Yeah.
I love that that's what it was.
Yeah.
Just a bet from Thor. Because when they were younger, and that's a funny joke, too, because, like, oh, what? When they were 50 to 60 years younger and they're gods?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when we were younger, Thor bet me, or I lost a bet to Thor.
Fun stuff.
And, of course, we've already discussed it, but. Of course, yeah, we see in the TVA how that kind of shows the power of the TVA. The fact that they just have Infinity Stones lying around. But it also, the episode also shows their weakness, and that's the fact that one Loki variant can kill a whole team of Minutemen.
Yeah.
So, like, they're all powerful in that they have these stones that they're not even using, but at the same time, like, they're mortal.
They're all in a way. They're all powerful within their pocket universe, their dimension, their whatever. The TVA is invulnerable in the TVA, so to speak, right? Because of all their devices, technology, magic, cosmic forces, whatever, you know. But once they step into the timeline, they are bound by the same rules and regulations, so they need their tech, they need their training, which, you know, whatever. It's cool. I'm down with it.
And I have a prediction, maybe. I think it'd be fun to see the variant Loki actually destroy the TVA, like with one, like use that device to destroy the TVA, and then we get to see a full world without the TVA where the timelines can go really crazy in, you know, and also allow Kang to be kind of in charge in the future. The timelines to go crazy in, like, multiverse of madness, which is where we're assuming this all leads.
I didn't think this would actually go to multiverse. And now, since they're playing with their words of timeline, multiverse, and dimension, and I'm not 100% certain which is which now, it might, but yeah, I can't wait until next Wednesday, and I really like that we can record these now,
not to wait all weekend,
yeah, and get it out for you guys, the audience. You guys can hear us talk and think and whatnot. I think because that the bomb, the time reset bomb thing,
stolen in a
has purple
Selena, Oklahoma in 1859. Right. That's what the only thing we didn't mention.
Purple color coming out of it. I'm wondering if, like, that scene where we're seeing a world be destroyed and it's all purpley.
Wondering, like, the ruins of a planet.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's like the ruins of a timeline. Yeah.
That's just the other thing. I mean, that was my guess just then. Like, wouldn't it be cool if they used it on the TVA? But that variant could be taking that thing anywhere.
Yeah.
And we'll have to learn how that variant's able to travel through time.
Yep.
Eventually, too.
Loki was able to get things, but...
He accidentally... He thought he was just escaping. He didn't realize he was even breaking a timeline.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not just that, but when he lifts the rewind button in the TVA. And it all just goes back to show that at the end of the day that, Loki did have good in him no matter what, which is interesting because that brings up the idea of, are they using this Loki variant to track that one down to kill it, or are they tracking it down to convince it, because it's like, hey, look, we're all the same, you know what I'm saying? Like,
God, or, we could see Loki backstabbing Loki in this series.
They're
okay, I'll go along with you.
they're all the same to a certain point based on experiences. This Loki just happened to get the exact same experience, albeit part of it from a third third-person point of
watching
view.
Watching himself.
Yeah.
Watching a reel of film, which, another of course, can't be rewound.
Yeah, another variant that just gets to go mad with their power might not be able to be reached. Even though that person's still inside, it might be getting buried so far that they can't reach it. So the idea of Loki having to kill Loki would be interesting.
Plus, we've seen corruption of people by items throughout the MCU. So even that could be a factor.
True.
And then the final thing I want to bring up is something everyone seems to have noticed online and everyone's taken a little gif of. Even the videos I watched didn't have it, but like everyone else is sharing a gif of it. Is when he's escaping down the hall, he has to like duck back because two people are coming out of a room. Mm-hmm. And one of them is dressed in 1940s clothing with Peggy Carter length hair. And people are like, it's Peggy Carter. I'm like, could be, probably isn't.
Maybe a variant of Peggy. I mean,
maybe. I mean, did they ever bust cap on his other crimes? They say that the Avengers were meant to travel through time. Do they show up the minute they're done making out in Endgame and rip them and like, put them to trial and destroy that cap? And no, old Cap would have mentioned that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. We know that Feige's not afraid to retcon the movies either, so we might see some retcons through this. Who knows? But
I'm excited for next week to handle this versus like, because everyone before the show was like, "Well, why aren't the Avengers in trouble?" I love just that one line.
Yeah,
so that was meant to happen.
That was supposed to happen.
They're supposed to travel back, kill Thanos.
Yeah. You think we wanted that fucker doing shit? Nah, man. Come on.
Not that we even know an Infinity Stones. And it's also, I know it's just a clip from another movie. It's pretty powerful to see Thanos again. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something about him and just how well he was done. Where you just see him. And then they're able to give that crunch like much louder than the movie because we're not visibly seeing it. We're watching Loki's face as he sees his neck broken.
And I told you that I thought I said if we get a surprise guest star, I think it would be Renee Russo. I still think he might try to find her because now that he sees that she's dies, I think he wants to get a goodbye. And I said that I think she'll be a motivating factor. So, yes, another one for Kyle. What's rule number one?
Kyle's always right. All right, everyone. That was our Wiz review. Talking about the first episode of Loki. On Marvel Multiverse Mondays present Loki Thursdays, where we'll be on every Thursday until Marvel tells us what day of the week their next show will be, which looks like What If will probably be next, the amount of stuff, the posters and stuff that are coming out for that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It was slated for summer, and June 21st marks summer, so we'll see. Do you want the guy to stutter to do all the plugging stuff? Sure, I'll do it, Nick. Way to go. No, I'm joking. I do this shit anyways.
To the end.
Oh, I thought you were done.
Well, I was going to wrap us up. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
But you can wrap us up. You better. You know more of the stuff.
Okay. Everyone, make sure you guys check out. Choke the goddamn fucking microphone. Anyway, make sure you guys check out lrmonline.com. Every single day for all your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. LRM's Genreverse Podcast Network is available on YouTube, on everywhere you get podcasts from. We got videos, we got audio. The shit that's on videos is all on audio, and all the audio stuff is on video stuff. Just it doesn't have videos. It's got still frame pictures. Check it out. It's cool. Subscribe. Hit red buttons. Hit bells. Notifications. Lots of celebrity interviews. Awesome things. I appreciate everyone that's been helping us grow. We really do. We love bringing you guys this type of content, conversational content. Join us in the conversations in the comments below or in the social media that you can see in the banner below. For those of you that are listening like cavemen on podcast apps instead of watching glorious video of me and my awesome beard that I cannot touch, and I promise I'm not a tweaker. It's just I never had a beard. I was in the army for 17 years. I mean, like,
give the man
weird.
His beard.
I like
see he copied Thor's beard.
It's weird. Anyways, if you guys can't see the social media, I'm at that Kyle Malone on Twitter, at that one Kyle Malone on Instagram. Nick, you are
at Geeky Nick Doll on Twitter, and my Instagram doesn't matter because I barely use it. I do Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, every Friday. This Friday, I will be discussing Loki with a different group of gentlemen. Because what else you got to discuss this week?
I know, I kind of, the Daily Cog just burns, like, through everything.
People want to listen to this shit, though, so.
We appreciate it.
And I know people who are fans of both this and my talk on other shows of Loki, so. Cool. And with that, Excelsior.
Enough said. Let's get the hell out of here. Got stuff to do.
Different dimensions to look at.
Yeah, I got other dimensions to do, like, I don't know.
This one's a race.